Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia, the supervisor you've requested. How may I assist you?
They said I ordered something from you, but I never did it. I don't know.
Okay. Number one. Okay, so you're concerned about a charge that you never purchased?
Yes.
Okay. One brief moment. I'll write that first and last name along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
My name is Lester Guevara, 1500 West Chapa Street.
Roswell, New Mexico?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much for that information. Now, I do see that there was a purchase that was made on the 27th of February for that Vibe watch. It was for the shipping and handling charges of $7.92. A warranty came along with that for some pods for $18.94. You got to test out the products for a 14-day trial period. If you did not give us a call to cancel the account, then the after trial charges would apply to the account.
I never ordered nothing. I never received nothing. It's all I need. That's my money back.
So the charges are unauthorized?
Apple Watch. That's what you said.
Okay, so could someone in your household possibly make the purchase?
No, it's only me and my account.
Okay, so we do take fraudulent charges very seriously, and whomever made this purchase without your authorization, then we will provide that information to the IP information to the local authority because it will link us back to the exact device. If these are charges that you've made and just do not want to pay for, then you could possibly charge a federal fine due to false accusation of fraud. So, you know, could someone in your household possibly made the purchase or no?
No, we don't. Okay. We did nothing.
All right, so let me go ahead and cancel this account out for you, and we'll be done in just a second. One brief moment, please.
Okay.
Almost finished.
Okay.
I have a look at the top of the
Okay. So I did go ahead and get everything in the account and cancel and reimburse for you. So that will be a full refund amount of all charges within the next 3 to 5 business days or however long it does take your bank to release the funding. Also, there will be an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours, and the refund as well. And I do have a cancellation number prepared for you whenever you are ready.
Okay, that's fine.
Alrighty.
I got to a different account. I don't know.
It's
going
to go to that Visa going to 8538. I can only assist this account, so you're going to have to call the number for the other account.
Oh, okay.
I have the cancellation number, sir.
Okay, thank you.
I have the cancellation number ready for you, sir.
Oh, I thought you said you're going to send it by email.
All right, well, you can wait for it to come through email. Definitely understand. Thank you so much for giving customer service a call, and my name is Emil, the supervisor you requested today.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.